back in 2012, we ran a campaign relating to from capital adequacy to capital optimization. We'd like to take some excerpts from that campaign by focusing on strategic forecasting and capital optimization. This convergence of risk finance as well as strategic forecasting and capital planning is probably a CEO's delight. It sets the disciplined and rigorous basis for capital allocation, particularly when capital has become more expensive as opposed to scarce. There may be a nuance to catch. There is a shift to taking profitable risks from a capital raising ethos. Back then, specifically from 2012 to 2015, boards and management will likely analyze and implement capital optimization opportunities through the following routes: business modeling and change in risk-taking activities, risk-weighted assets or ARWA optimization through enhancements in methodologies, reporting, and infrastructure, and long-term scenario planning. Given increased capital and soon liquidity requirements, the immediate impact is that some businesses and initiatives may become less viable, and there will be more reallocation of capital to businesses and initiatives that have the potential to offer better and sustainable risk-adjusted returns. In this article, we will focus on the enabling processes rather than the quality and creativity of scenarios and strategies. One such process is strategic forecasting that can provide robustness to scenarios and business models. Under current strategic planning models, forecasts and budgets are developed through the high-level projection of assets and ARWAs implied by organizational rules of thumb, which may be just as heuristic as history-reinforcing, like the cost-to-income ratio and growth. Often, these forecasts and budgets are viewed from a business line perspective only, and the monitoring focus is on profit and loss target versus projection, again by business lines, and tends to overlook the impact on balance sheet related costs and constraints. In some cases, no funding and liability modeling is undertaken, even though a general transfer pricing mechanism is applied, but purely as a notional budgeting exercise. Further, assumptions like valuation and provisions are developed from a largely finance perspective with no risk assessment incorporated. Capital optimization from the business line view can be readily achieved in strategic forecasting by pursuing some refining or calibration initiatives. One initiative is to push strategic forecasting at the business line level, or clusters of business lines bound virtually by a strategic initiative that takes a product or customer focus, or preferably both, together with a channel approach. Companies can consider this as a complementary or even a nimbler alternative to an organizational redesign. In applying this, management needs to deal with three significant hurdles. First is to embrace a matrix type of reporting for the strategic initiative and balance this with the administrative line reporting for the existing business line. Second is to deal with incremental performance targets and results in the case of strategic initiatives. And third is to work with the transfer pricing costs, which traditionally pertain to cost of funds, but from a full cost view, which will now take overhead costs, capital, and liquidity charges. However, we are not advocating a full transfer pricing. Such a pushdown could exact a heavy toll in terms of diminished cooperation or collaboration among business lines. Business lines can instead look at a consolidated yet strategic view, which leads to another initiative: develop a strategic balance sheet that combines the statutory and business line forecasts. The absence of such a combined view could lead to a scenario where the profitability of the business lines and strategic initiatives is wiped out by legal entity costs such as overhead, liquidity, and capital charges. Enhancements in data quality, systems, and methodologies can also lead to what we call ARWA optimization, the key first step towards economic capital allocation. Its business objective is to ensure that capital requirement calculations are efficient and risk-sensitive, which would enable the integration of risk and finance in the forecasting process. For example, in estimating capital usage and provisions, business lines tend to use standardized capital calculations and accounting estimates that are backward-looking and not dynamic. Business lines would have a tighter view by employing risk-sensitive capital calculations mapped to the projected credit quality mix of their targets. An example of this would be the internal ratings-based calculations and expected loss measures. Furthermore, ARWA optimization could allow the freeing up of capital buffers that are right now locked in standardized approaches. There is a strong case, for example, in operational risk, where the current basic indicator approach masks potential capital savings that are intuitively present for an organization with business operations and alignment and a fully functioning risk management and control framework. Such freed up capital could be used to offset additional capital charges in other risk categories and future capital buffers. A word of caution though, ARWA optimization should be part of an integrative, connected, and holistic approach. Such an approach would include the strengthening of the following organizational initiatives. 1. Use of overlay approaches in applying judgment over the economic and risk capital charge determination. The overlays are treasury and asset and liability management to cover market, interest rate, and liquidity. Credit counterparty and concentration, operational compliance and reputation, and strategic and business. 2, a macroeconomic modeling component of integrated stress testing, the other components being capital sensitivity scenario analysis and risk sensitivity stress testing. This component is key for the capital conservation and counter cyclical capital buffers and should incorporate transmission risk assessment and monitoring. 3, full economic capital modeling that integrates corporate and business strategy, financial planning, and risk management. Organizations must embark on full ARWA optimization analysis alongside capital planning and capital raising if warranted from the corporate and business side. It is prudent to assign any freed up capital from ARWA optimization to additional capital buffer requirements, and no expectation should be made about business capital savings that can be redeployed elsewhere. Also, without meaning to preempt any supervisory guidance, organizations can build a case against an automatic industry-wide imposition of the additional capital buffer requirements as long as banks make proportionate investments in integrated stress testing, make this a governance agenda, and submit to a periodic network or system-wide stress testing program that has a commonly drawn-up interrelationship map of prudential, monetary, and fiscal risk indicators. The initiatives we have described are achievable and already have some traction, given that with the ICA app exercise, banks have taken a granular look at their 3 to 5 year business plans and are looking at embedding in business use the strategic forecasting process. There is definitely no substitute for a thorough reinvigoration of strategic forecasting process. There is definitely no substitute for a thorough reinvigoration of strategic forecasting that is eventually linked to the governance tool of scenario planning. In scenario planning, we dealt primarily with mental models as part of the operationalization of the process at the board governance level. In strategic forecasting, management deals primarily with the interaction of the languages of risk and finance to induce capital optimization. It would be interesting to study how this interaction can be influenced by a silent game changer, which is IFRS.